This call is being recorded.
Thank you, everybody, for being on the call this evening. And I just want to make a few announcements. So we are hearing that on January the 25th, 2018, we have a guest speaker coming to Kelowna. Her name is Vivian O'Neill. And she will be speaking on, I'm not sure what exactly her topic is, but I do know she's coming to Kelowna. She's also been able to overcome cancer, so we're really excited. And she comes from Ontario somewhere. I also want to say that Taffy Team 40 is now open for registrations. If you are thinking of doing Taffy, this is your big opportunity. We're now moving into Taffy Team 40. I've just launched Taffy Team 39 with 6 registrants, so that team is full, and we're now open for the next team. For those that don't know Taffy, it stands for Taking Action for Your Health. And it is a course that's run via teleconference call. 15 minutes a day, 5 days a week, until all of the 37 lessons have been completed. So it usually takes at least 2 months to complete it. It's not just a course of information. It also requires that you take action for your health. And during that time, and each and every day, we do the following. We eat the right foods. We have a smoothie every day. We take some supplements. We exercise. We do ionic breathing. And we journal. And also during the course of the 2 months, we also do a 1-day bowel cleanse, a 1-day kidney flush, and a 3-day liver cleanse. It's an awesome, awesome course. And people taking this course love it. And they get health results. So I want to leave that with you. I've had requests to teach a muscle testing course. And so at this particular point in time, I am not sure if it will be taught in Vancouver or here in Kelowna. It just depends where the students come from. But I'm open to having it sometime in January, on a January weekend. I also want to say, this is 2017, it's December, so Nature Sunshine has some awesome specials. And their specials are buy 3, get 1 free, or 10% off for chlorophyll, aloe vera juice, noni juice, and Zambrosa. Not only that, your name goes into a draw. And I think if you order today, you get a free pine needle, and tomorrow your draw goes into, I think it's a diffuser. So I wanted to share those things with you as well. Okay, so I want to get started with, I want to share tidbits with you this evening. Then I have some questions that have been put forward, and I'm going to address those. And one of the tidbits I have will address your question, Fran, in regards to antidepressants. And we're going to move into that. So, there have been a number of people that have been able to use St. John's Wort for depression. People are reporting they're able to wean off their antidepressant medications by using St. John's Wort and by stopping the consumption of wheat products because of the WGA lectin proteins that bind to the gut, cause detrimental hazards to the gut, and also are known to have toxic effects on the heart, the entire endocrine system, and the immune system. I'm just going to read to you what Dr. Davis said. Dr. Davis states that grains are a contributing factor to attention deficit hyperactivity disorder and autistic spectrum disorder. It's a contributing factor to lack of concentration in the brain, to bipolar illnesses, to depression. Then Dr. Perlmutter, who has written the book Wheat Threatens All Humans, this is exactly what he says. And again, the concern here is not just for a small segment of the population who happened to inherit susceptibility for sensitivity to gluten. This is a concern as it relates to all humans, emphasizes all. As medical researcher, Stay or Jai stated, what is unique about WGA lectin is that it can do direct damage to the majority of the tissues in the human body without requiring a specific set of genetic susceptibilities and or immune-mediated articulations. This may explain why chronic inflammatory and degenerative conditions are endemic to wheat-consuming populations, even when overt allergies or intolerances to wheat gluten appear exceedingly rare. The gluten issue is indeed very real and threatening, but it now seems clear that lectin proteins found in wheat may harbor the potential for even more detrimental effects on human health. It is particularly alarming to consider the fact that there is a move to actually genetically modify wheat to enhance its WGA lectin content. And I think it's probably happening as we speak. So I wanted to share that with you. And so if you happen to have depression or you're working with someone with depression, the program is as follows. Eliminate all grains. Number two, eat the right foods and be sure that you're having protein for breakfast. Number three, have a superfood smoothie, and particularly with Chinese mineral chi tonic and probably the Sinner protein powder and the flax hull lignans, which is scientifically proven to bind toxic xenoestrogens. And the next thing you want to do, then you can take some St. John's wort. I've taken St. John's wort myself. I tell you, it is a feel-good herb. That's what I call it, a feel-good herb. The next thing I want to address is the research that's being done presently as we speak right here in Canada on dandelion root for cancer. So there's, and I'm going to read this for you. This comes from Dr. Pandey. Preliminary research thus far involved collecting leukemia blood cells from the disposable tissue of 9 patients with their consent. It's called an in vivo study and took place in a culture dish with the dandelion extract of higher potency. And this is what Dr. Pandey says. All 9 blood samples gave a good response that cancer cells committed suicide. In 48 hours, more than 70% were committing suicide. That's what she called it. In those cultures, were kept for longer, she said, if those cultures were kept for longer, all of them will die. This is our prediction, end of quote. And Dr. Pandey donated his own cells as a healthy comparison and showed there was no toxicity and very few cells dying from the healthy blood sample. He explains they have already studied dandelion extract in animals and found no toxicity and no tissue malfunction. So we're excited about that. I also wanted to share with you, and I've shared this many times, but I don't think I've shared it on this call, and that's in regards to Dane, who is an Ironman competitor. So Dane's mom lives right here up the hill from me, right here in Kelowna. And I just had a real revelation concerning Dane. He's a competitor in half Ironman, and when he did the half Ironman, he had a difficult time completing it because every two miles or so, he would have to stop because his muscles were cramping and he had some exhaustion. So then he did the taffy course, actually, with Dr. Kathy Dean. So he learned all about taffy, and he followed the taffy principles. And then Dr. Kathy Dean gave him a special recipe drink, I'm going to share it with you, which he drank at every station during his next race, and that was during his Ironman race. And that drink contained the mineral chi tonic, Solstic energy, chlorophyll, and water. So at every station, he w- have a good glass or two of this drink. So that would amount to, I don't know, maybe 10 to 14 glasses of this drink during that day. And here is what happened. He had absolutely no cramping the entire race and absolutely no exhaustion. As a matter of fact, he stated that he had more energy when he completed the race than when he started the race. So I started to think about that, and this is what I thought about. Imagine if someone with, say, suffering from cancer or back pain or any kind of muscle cramping or any kind of pain would do exactly what Dane did. Take this particular drink with mineral chitonic, Solstic Energy, chlorophyll, and water, and just do a glass of that every 2 hours or so. I thought, wow, what a difference this would make for their pain and their cramping. So I wanted to share that with you. I want to talk a little bit about ginger. Nature Sunshine houses capsulated ginger, which makes an excellent after-dinner tea. So what do you do to make the tea? Just open up the capsules, two or three of them, and put it into hot water. And ginger stimulates circulation. It eases the cold. So it helps digestion. It stimulates digestive juices. It stimulates the production of saliva. It is known to relieve motion sickness and morning sickness. It is high in magnesium, potassium, and silicon. I want to talk a little bit about hawthorn. Hawthorn grows right here in the Okanagan Valley. And what is hawthorn? What are hawthorn berries good for? Strengthening and normalizing the heart. Normalizing the heartbeat. Strengthening the heart muscles. So therefore, it could be used for angina pain, heart palpitations, rapid pulse. And it's known to be high in chromium, potassium, and selenium. And here's what I found interesting. In Europe, hawthorn is used to treat insomnia. And I have also had reports that many people are suffering from shingles. So I wanted to share with you, what can you do for shingles? Number one, stop eating those grains and the sugar. Then have mineral chi tonic. And I would also add flax hall lignans. Then take REX combination, about 4 capsules twice a day for nerve pain. And then we have the HRPC designer capsules designed by Dr. Chen. So take those 4 times a day. Following this program, people who have had shingles have been able to overcome their shingles in a short period of time. I've heard of people suffering with shingles for 2 years. This is totally not necessary. There is a different solution. HRPC was specifically designed for viral infections, herpes, hepatitis, chronic infection. It helps to purify the blood. It helps the liver in the detoxification purpose. It also helps to detoxify some of the heavy metals in the bloodstream. It's really a powerful herbal formula. So I'm going to now move into the questions that I've had, and I'm just going to take a minute. If there is anyone else out there who have just come on the line and they'd like me to address a question they may have, this is your opportunity. So far, I have John, who has asked about cancer and hemoglobin and type 2 diabetes, and Shirley, who has asked me about rash all over the body. And then I have frequent urination. Are there any other questions you'd like me to address at this time? Go ahead, please.
No, but I've just got on the line, Donna. It's Yvonne.
Hi, Yvonne. Is there a question that you'd like me to address?
No, I'm just listening.
Thank you. Anybody else?
Emily.
Hi, Emily. Is there a question you'd like me to address?
Shingles.
Shingles?
Shingles.
Okay. All right, you want me to repeat the shingles, Emily?
Yeah, but we've tried that one that you've just said to us, and my husband still has shingles.
Okay, has he stopped eating grains?
Yes, most all grains, yes.
Okay, so all grains. Okay, just totally stop eating them. Okay, let's go to the next one. Is he taking Chinese mineral chi tonic?
Yes.
Okay, at least 2 ounces a day.
Even more.
Okay, very good. Is he taking REX?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
At least 4 twice a day.
Okay.
At least 4 twice a day?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Is he taking HRPC?
That we didn't have, no.
Okay. So write this down, Emily. HRPC.
Okay.
Is that the one that's a Nature Sunshine Chinese herbal formula. So shingles is known to be like a herpes type of virus, and this combination, being a pure Chinese herbal combination designed by Dr. Chen, is specifically for this program, for herpes, hepatitis, chronic infection. So this is the one that he's missing, HRPC. And I would do 4 capsules 4 times a day.
Thank you.
Does that help you? Great. You're welcome. Anybody else have any questions they want me to address? Okay, I'll move into those that we already have, and then if there are some later, we'll address them as well. So again, I'm going to go to Fran. She asked about antidepressants and what can we use to alleviate depression. So I've talked about St. John's wort, eliminating grains, eliminating sugar, which feeds candida, and candida often can settle in the brain area. And we talked about using the mineral chi tonic, eating the right foods, taking Flaxol lignans to bind toxic xenoestrogens. And then there is an authentic essential oil that Nature Sunshine houses. It's called Renew. And so just doing these things, I have known of people who have been off their antidepressant medications because they've done this program. Does this help you, Fran?
I had it muted. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. I know they talked about that at Renew and that, and that's at the luncheon that we had on Sunday or Saturday.
Yes.
Oh, and also, while you're on the phone, did you say that that meeting is on the 18th or the 25th at Ramada? Because I have two different
January
times.
January 25th.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Okay, so the question I have from John is that there are all kinds of cancers with all kinds of different diagnoses. And so his question was, are they all treated the same way? And so that's his question. So here's what I want to say about that. We address cancer by addressing all the root causes, all the poisons that cause the inflammation are addressed with this program. So that's one thing. So I want to say, in my world, there is no such thing as cancer. There is only a toxic overload that causes the inflammation. There is a nutritional deficiency. There is mental, emotional stress. And sometimes there is even a physical trauma. And we address all of those root causes. causes with what I call the five pillars: injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation. So no matter what name or what diagnosis of cancer, we need to address the five pillars. I call them five pillars: injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation. Cancer starts from an injury. I absolutely know that because there is continuous cell replication in cancer. The stem cells are trying very hard to replicate cells to heal an injury. But the cells they are replicating become mutated for a reason. What mutates the cells? When the blood is not able to circulate adequate oxygen to the injured area, and the oxygen levels to that injured area drop to below 35%, then oxidation for the purpose of cell replication by the stem cells can no longer happen. If there is enough sugar in that injured area, oxidation flips into fermentation. And it's at this point that fermentation produces ammonia and other toxic debris that gives rise to parasites, fungus, candida, and the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line during the process of cell replication, and it defects the cells as they replicate. That happens in all cancers, no matter what the diagnosis or name of the cancer is. The next thing we look at is the whole principle of inflammation. What is stopping the oxygen from getting to the injured area? And it is toxins, or I call them poisons, that are getting into the bloodstream. And this is where we need to do some work. And that's work between the work that I do, and that's in discovering where the inflammation is coming from, or what poisons are causing the inflammation in the bloodstream. Or let me see if I can put it a different way. What toxins, what poisons is the person diagnosed with cancer? What is he being exposed to that will make the blood sticky and heavy and impede blood circulation? And so this is where we do a consultation, or this is where that person, and I urge them to do TAFI so they can discover it for themselves. Well, one of the things I absolutely know makes the blood sticky and heavy are grains. We just talked about grains and lectins that get into the bloodstream to make the blood sticky and heavy. Sugar feeds candida. Candida grows a root structure, and that gets into the bloodstream. So there's a couple of things we've discovered that makes the blood sticky and heavy, and most of the time we're not even aware that it's things like grains and sugars that are contributing factor to the blood being sticky and heavy, and thereby causing inflammation. And there's many other different causes that we look at. Some people are using microwaved foods. Other people are eating foods that are canned foods, packaged foods, that have additives in them, preservatives in them. People are eating foods with hydrogenated oils. All of these can be a contributing factor to making the blood sticky and heavy, slowing down circulation, thereby slowing down the oxygen and nutrients that are trying to get to the injured area. And the other issue with inflammation is the lymphatic system. The lymphatic system is your carburetor, and it will get rid of the poisons for you, because oftentimes that lymphatic system will take the poisons and neutralize them or dump them out through our natural elimination channels. And during the process of inflammation, the blood plasma proteins are also leaking out from the blood and accumulating in between the spaces of the cells and tissues, causing swelling. That lymphatic system will take those trapped blood plasma proteins and return them to the bloodstream. Now, just start imagining what happens if we continue to put poisons into our body. The grains, the sugars, the alcohol, pop, junk food, packaged food, canned food, microwave foods, hydrogenated oils, and all those kind of things, lectins. Well, pretty soon, there's such an accumulation of toxic debris in that injured area that the lymphatic system gives up, and the whole thing becomes stagnant. That's when the oxygen levels drop to that injured area. It matters not what the diagnosis is. What's important here is to understand inflammation and how the lymphatic system is instrumental in addressing the poisons in the bloodstream. One herb that keeps that lymphatic system moving is cat's claw combination. And so anybody that suffers from any kind of degenerative condition needs cat's claw in high doses, at least 8 to 16 a day, depending on how serious the situation is. Then, of course, we address the elimination channels. The toxic debris in the bloodstream must move out through the elimination channels. That's the bowels, the kidneys, the respiratory tract, or the skin. So even this, start with skin, even things like sweating or dry skin brushes, dry skin brushing, using a boar bristle brush for the skin to stimulate the action of detoxification. Exercise to make you sweat. Let's move to respiratory system. Ionic breathing, breathing in fresh air. Outdoor exercise. Let's move to the kidneys, drinking water and chlorophyll. The kidneys love chlorophyll, and chlorophyll is a great blood detoxifier. We always say when you're clean inside, when you're green inside, you're clean inside. Doing that one day kidney flush makes a huge difference. And then we move into the bowels. And we have several different herbal combinations for the bowels. One of them that I use quite extensively is the one called LBS2. And we always like to use a prebiotic fiber. The one I like is psyllium hulls. There's a new one that Dr. Matt Tripp recently put out into the market, and it's called Inform Purify. And it tastes good. It's got chlorophyll in it, and it's got psyllium hulls and flax in it and other fibers to help the movement of the bowels, but also it's a prebiotic fiber to assist in rebuilding the microbiome gut bacteria, which is essential to overcome the candida. Then we move into infection. When that oxygen level drops to below 35%, then fermentation fed by sugar takes over and we end up with a fungal infection. And there are fabulous antifungal herbs. So one of them is papa. I've talked about papa many times. That's work that was done by Dr. Jerry McLaughlin over a period of 20 years of research using animals in a laboratory study. He's the one that stated that papa used in animals that were induced with cancer was 1 million times stronger than Adriamycin chemotherapy and 100 times stronger than Taxol. The other antifungal herb that we have is Podarco. And we can take that one in high doses as well. I know Podarco is very, very effective in lowering the blood sugar levels in the bloodstream. I'm just thinking, HRPC would also be antifungal. If it's anti-candida, it's antifungal. I think red clover blend is another one that's antifungal. So there's several of them. Cat's claw combination is also antifungal. But the one that I use quite extensively is papa. And then we want to address circulation. So we really work hard here to clean out the blood. And many times there are heavy metals that get into the bloodstream. They come from toxic teeth. We're talking mercury fillings. They come from all the vaccinations we are putting into our bloodstream. So we want to clean that out. And this is where we use the oral chelation tablet called MC. And we can also add heavy metal detox. That's the name of the product. And it has cilantro and algin, which comes from kelp, specifically designed to bind toxic heavy metals in the bloodstream. So you could use the two together to clean the blood out of heavy metals, toxic metabolic waste debris. What else would be in there? Maybe some toxic cholesterol. This will clean it out so your blood can circulate the oxygen and the nutrients to the injured area. So this is the answer to my question for you, John, is no matter what cancers you are diagnosed with, you must address five pillars: injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation. And I could throw in another one, and that's to address that mental and emotional stress. And I know people who have used Stress Pack. It's pretty awesome. They really, really like it. Or we've even talked about St. John's wort, which is a feel-good herb. Does this help you, John? I think he's on mute. Okay, and John also talked about what do we do for low hemoglobin levels. Nature Sunshine recently introduced methyl B12. So this is a vitamin B12, and it is documented to increase red blood cell production. And I would take one or two a day, and that's to increase the hemoglobin levels. I also want to say that chlorophyll is a powerful blood purifier, and if the blood is clean, the hemoglobin levels will go up as well. Okay, we want to move into the next question. I'm sorry, I'm going to go back. Are there any more questions in regards to John's question, which was, does it matter the name of the cancer, do we treat them all the same way? And I think you got the answer to that, but are there any more questions in that regard? I would assume silence is there's no more questions. Let's move into discussing type 2 diabetes. In type 2 diabetes, we need to know that it's fed by sugar. Sugar feeds candida. It's fed by starches, starches that come from all grains. Legumes are starchy, potatoes are starchy. So the first thing we want to do is eliminate sugar, grains, legumes, potatoes, alcohol, fruit juices, sweet fruits. The next thing we want to do is we want to put minerals back into our bodies. All of our grocery store bought foods today are extremely lacking minerals, documented scientifically. So that mineral chi tonic or essential liquid minerals is critical here, at least 2 ounces a day. I also like to add flax lignans, which is known to bind the xenoestrogens from candida, because there is candida in diabetes. And of course, you can add Solstic Energy. And Solstic Energy has a sweetener that does not feed the diabetes, does not raise blood sugar levels. And I can often get people off sugar drinks and pop, but by using Solstic Energy, because that's pretty critical when we're doing this. We don't use sugar, but we move into using sweeteners that don't raise blood sugar, such as stevia. There is xylitol from birch. There is erythritol. And I think there's some other sweeteners on the market now that I'm not even familiar with that are good and don't raise the blood sugar levels. All right. So we eat meats. Grass-fed is the best. Eggs, fish. We eat all the vegetables. We can have nuts, except for peanuts. We can have all the seeds, which are high in really good oils. And we can have berries, which are very low sugar, and even the odd half apple, which is glycemic index of 8. Berries are 4. Then I'm going to move into the herbs. And the herbs that we're looking at, there is a combination called P is in pancreas, P14. And it's a herbal combination that was specifically designed to strengthen the pancreas. So we want to do that. We want to strengthen the pancreas, make it more effective. We want to also use berberine. Berberine is known to take out the sugar from the blood, to take it out from the cell level. Because when the sugar is cleaned out from in between the spaces of the cells, then the insulin resistance is addressed. So berberine, taken 1-3 times a day with a meal, and then I would increase it to 2-3 times a day with a meal. And here's what I want to say. People who have diabetes and are taking medications, insulin perhaps, it is critical that they watch their blood sugar levels as they do this program. The blood sugar will start to drop, so they would have to alter their medications or alter their insulin as the blood sugar drops, so we don't end up with low blood sugar either. All right, so John, does this help you? I think he's probably on mute. All right, so let me just see. The next question I had was the question
about... Are there
about,
any that are good for the diabetes, like some of the particular oils, like to rub a few drops on the bottom of the feet or something? Because she said how quick the oils absorb into the system.
I'm sure there is, but I'm not versed in the oils. I just know them. The one oil I would absolutely trust for just about anything would be frankincense. And
yeah,
so you could rub frankincense on your feet, okay?
Yeah, the frankincense.
I use frankincense personally myself.
Yeah.
Twice a day I use frankincense. And that's a really good oil, but I am not well versed in the authentic oils to make a comment on that. Okay, maybe somebody can help me though.
But can I ask something? Is this about, can you use it the same diagnosis for type 1 diabetes, or is that totally different?
No, to me, type 1 diabetes would be almost the same as the cancer approach, okay, where you would have to address all those pillars, particularly where is the inflammation coming from, okay? And so I would follow the same program as I would the program that we use to address the five pillars, which is injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation. And definitely their pancreas is in a weakened state. So that combination called P14 is specifically used to strengthen the pancreas. Hey, great question.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay, and I'm going to move into Shirley. So we're addressing rash all over the body. And I've worked with some pretty severe rashes. I think the one person that comes to mind was a man up here in Kamloops. He had a horrible rash all over his body, and we worked for, and it took us 4 months to get rid of his rash. So we have to remember that this is not necessarily an overnight process. Okay, so number one is to identify the toxins that may be contributing to the rash. I would definitely look at lectins from grains, so please, no grains. The lectin WGA, no grains. I would do the Candida Clear program. I would suspect there is Candida causing the problem. And so with no grains, no sugars, no starches, no pop, no fruit juice, no alcohol, and then do the Candida Clear. And I think I would do that probably at least 2 to 3 of those packages. They come in boxes, so probably 2 to 3 of those, because I don't know how long it would take. Let me just think now. I would also take the mineral chi tonic and the flax lignans. The lignans takes out the toxic xenoestrogens. I would also work extensively on the liver. And whatever liver combination you choose, and it could be dandelion, and could be milk thistle, it could be detox basics, which is a detoxification program that was put together specifically for the liver. And then externally, the silver gel and the Podarco lotion. Podarco lotion is excellent in overcoming itchiness. And we could do that for shingles as well, using Podarco lotion externally where it's tender and itchy. So that would be my program for rashes. I have a feeling the rash is coming from some toxin that's causing the inflammation. So we have to discover where that toxin is. I said grains, and it could be sugar. It could be candida. It could be a medication this person is on. I don't know if they're on medications, but I would check that out, okay? It could be toxic teeth, okay? I would check that out as well. I've recently worked with a lady, and she has a lump on her throat. Area, and we're discovering that there are toxic teeth as she's getting the teeth extracted, that there, some of them have been loaded full of infection, and she didn't know it. Okay, does this help you, Shirley?
Yes, it does, Donna. Pretty much we've been doing everything you've said except the candida boxes we haven't done.
Okay.
Yeah, but pretty
so
well we've been doing the dandelion, we've done Oregon grape, we've done the Paul Darko lotion, and we've eliminated the grains and the sugars, but we did not do a candida cleanse.
For how long?
We've been going on for about 2 months now.
Okay. Like I said, it took Bill 4 months before we got rid of it. 4 months.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
like
this might take, and yeah, Candida Clear might make a difference. And check, has there been medications? Have there been flu shots? Have there been toxic teeth? Okay.
No, not,
okay.
None of that. None of that. No.
Perfect. Yeah.
Okay.
The Candida Clear is really good. And with the probiotic 11, like large doses of that, isn't it, Donna?
Mm-hmm. Probiotic 11.
Like that doctor that recommended like doing 2 or 3 boxes of that and then large doses of probiotic at night, isn't it,
yes.
Donna?
Yes, and so thank you for that. And that's also excellent for depression. And it's excellent for everybody to do this. And so here is, and whatever I'm asking you to do, you know that I've already done it as well. So buy 2 or 3 bottles of probiotic 11 from Nature Sunshine. And with your evening meal, take 10 to 20, depending on your situation, and go by your intuition. Take 10 to 20 all at once a day with your evening meal, and do that for 2 to 3 bottles. That also helps to balance the good probiotic microbiome in your intestinal tract, which in fact also helps with the microbiome in the brain. It's essential that you have no candida in your brain as well. So thank you for sharing that, because I appreciate that. As I speak, sometimes I do forget these little tidbits that I have in the back of my mind. So thank you for that. Okay, is there anybody else that wanted me to address any other questions? Those are the ones I have so far. Or any questions you have in regards
Crohn's
to...
Crohn's disease? Crohn's, that's another one.
Crohn's disease?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the person is off all grains and that, is very careful with the nutrition, but stress puts things into that. And ULC, what's that one from Nature Sunshine?
UC3J.
UC3J, yes, he's on that one, yeah.
Okay, UC3J. Yeah. And also, have you addressed the source of the inflammation beyond grains, starches, sugars?
I think a lot of back to teeth from an accident, and those have been addressed. And the nutrition and everything works fine, but as soon as person is off of it, then not off, but stress seems to bring it back on. And I think it's leaky gut too, you know, I mean, but I didn't know if there was anything else.
No, I think you're in the right pathway, and doing that stress pack, I think would be huge in this situation, along with the UC3J, but also putting the minerals back into the body on a daily basis. Okay? And doing the probiotic 11.
Okay? Thank you.
And just keep chipping away at this. Unfortunately, There is no magical time for this. It takes patience because we have no idea sometimes as to how long it will take before the body heals. I want us to keep this in mind. When there is a broken bone, it takes 3 to 6 months to heal a broken bone. Expect the same for any other illness, be it Crohn's disease, depression, diabetes, and we talked about that today, cancers. Sometimes cancers can take longer. It depends on the situation. I always talk about Dr. J. It took him 4 years to overcome his bladder cancer. I just want everybody to know that this nutrition we have from Nature Sunshine is therapeutic. And Dr. J specifically says this. It will always work if you take the therapeutic nutrition in large enough doses and you take it long enough. Now, does someone with cancer deteriorate as they take the therapeutic nutrition? No, they don't. They continue to do their work. They have energy. They sleep well. They're healthy enough to function on an everyday basis. There is no deterioration. It's just a matter of time. Okay, so with that, are there any other questions or comments?
Donna, hi.
Hi, Mary.
Yes, the program that you mentioned for diabetes, does it also work for diabetes during pregnancy?
Okay, I have to think of pregnancy, diabetes for pregnancy. I can't see why.
Gestational.
I can't see why it wouldn't work. Let me just think. Okay.
The berberine and
minerals,
the B14.
Minerals work. Okay, for everybody. Flax lignans would be awesome.
Okay.
Okay, mineral chitonic, flax lignans. I would have to look up P14, but I could look it up as we speak. I'll just take out my great big huge binder and turn to the P section, where I have all my fact sheets, and I'll just look that one up to ensure. Just see what it says about P14, if I could just find it real quickly. Okay, so it does say caution for pregnancy and nursing. Berberine might be okay. All right, but it's a matter of starting and... Having said that, berberine might be okay, even taking dandelion root. I'm pretty sure that one's okay. And get off the grains, the starches, the legumes, the pop, the alcohol, the fruit juice, the fruits, and just have berries or apple. And I'm just not sure about berberine either. I have to check that one out. But dandelion would be fine.
Are they doing a smoothie, like with all the nutrition in it?
Is she doing the smoothie, Mary?
She's taking the Green Zone and the NutriBurn, and she's
That's
taking
perfect.
Chlorophyll.
Okay, and drinking chlorophyll.
Chlorophyll,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And so you can add dandelion to that.
Dandelion? Okay.
Dandelion. Uh-huh. Because dandelion also improves the function of the pancreas. Okay?
Dandelion? Okay. Thank you.
Because P14, it says, is a no-no here.
No. Okay.
And I don't know about berberine. It might be okay, but I'm not sure. I have to check that one, and I don't have that information in front of me. So you can check that one as well.
Okay. Thank you.
Donna, is the dandelion one variety or are there different varieties?
Nature Sunshine only has one variety of dandelion root.
Is that in capsules or liquid?
Not a concentrated one. So if somebody wants to do dandelion in concentration, they would have to double or triple the amount, okay, because it's not a concentrated dose. And it is. It's dandelion root that we use.
Okay.
All right. So having said that, I want to wrap this up for all of us. Thank you for asking questions in regards to antidepressants, in terms of cancer, diabetes, rash, shingles. And I really would like to hear from you, Emily, in regards to shingles. That would be so wonderful, so nice. I like to collect success stories. That HRPC is excellent for shingles. So thank you for asking about that. And I just want to wrap up by saying we do not have any more sessions in December. We will resume our sessions again in January of 2018. So please, I want us all to have a wonderful Christmas season. Lots of love and blessings to you and your families, wherever they may be. And, of course, safe travel. Happy Christmas to everybody and Merry Christmas. Wonderful season. Goodbye, everybody.
Donna, can I
hear
about the arginine? Can I see you?
I got your email, friend.
Okay.
I'll call you back.
Okay, thanks. Okay, thank you. Bye.
I'll call you too, Emily.